passion really kicked in 2009. I was there for maybe 2 or 3 months. So I started in June of 2009. And in August of 2009, J.C. Dugard was recovered. Now, this is a long-term missing child, held captive for 18 years. And I got to see the age progression that was created of her and getting to see what she actually looked like when she was recovered. You know, it's a story that was really highly publicized, and getting to see how close the age progression came. And this was, you know, based on the artist's work that I had been learning from over those first 2 months of me working there, and then getting to see that it really does work, this process, this technology that we use, the skills that the artist had. I'm sorry?
That must have been incredible.
It was. It wasn't something that even directly had to do with my work. It was just getting to see the work that was done by all of these people, the case managers, the person at the call center that took the initial phone call 18 years earlier, getting to see their reaction to her being recovered. Just, you know, really how close the image was. It was incredible. It's really hard to describe. My passion definitely kicked in with that case. And then it just went overdrive when I started seeing recoveries and identifications from the work that I had done. It's really hard to describe. I actually was fortunate enough, I don't know, maybe about a year or 2 years into working, I did an age progression of a child who was missing for 40 years, and the child, 40, and the child was recovered from age 2 to 42. So as far as I know, that's one of the biggest gap that's been filled where a child's been recovered. And